Elon Musk censors what is a woman.
Mr. Reagan.
Elon Musk, our great free speech savior, has censored a conservative film on Twitter. And you might think, well, it's not Elon, it's his woke Twitter employees. But no, it's Elon. But there is a twist. I will explain all of it in one moment. But first, that's right, I'm so sorry for this, have to sell you something. Every day, it seems like we're inching ever closer to the apocalypse. Considering the disastrous policies of the current administration, it's terrifying to think what might happen if we get another 4 years. It's possible that the entire food supply chain could break down. So it's my personal view that we all need at least 3 months' worth of food stocked up. Now, if you don't have that, you can go to preparewithmrreagan.com and get a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. And right now, they're offering this at $200 off, so it is a very good time to buy. This kit gives you breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 months. It provides over 2,000 calories a day for optimum strength and energy. And with this $200 off deal and free shipping, this might be a good time to stock up. And make sure you get one kit per person in your household so you don't run out. I was actually at one of these big box stores the other day and I spotted their emergency rations kit, and My Patriot Supply is a way better deal, so I feel very confident selling this product. With the world on the brink, give yourself that sense of security. Go to preparewithmrreagan.com right now and keep your family safe. That's preparewithmrreagan.com. All right, so I'm going to read an article here. This is from the Daily Wire, who produced the documentary, What is a Woman? The headline says, Twitter cancels deal with the Daily Wire to stream What is a Woman over misgendering, will label film hateful conduct. Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring revealed Thursday that Twitter canceled a deal with the conservative media company to stream its documentary, What is a Woman, for free on the social media platform due to misgendering. After Elon Musk's takeover of the social media platform and his promised dedication to free speech, the Daily Wire sought a deal to stream at Matt Walsh's What is a Woman on Twitter for the documentary. One-year anniversary. Initially, Twitter responded enthusiastically to the idea, even offering the Daily Wire a package to purchase a whole page for Twitter users to view the film, Boring said. That changed after the platform asked to view a screening of the film, so Twitter asked to watch the movie before they went ahead with the deal. After reviewing the film, though, Twitter let us know that not only could we no longer purchase the package they offered, they would no longer provide us any support and would actually limit the reach of the film and label it as hateful conduct because of misgendering, Boring said in a tweet thread explaining Twitter's reversal. Specifically, in the film, a father refers to his 14-year-old daughter as her, and a store owner uses the wrong pronouns in a confrontation with a trans person, Boring continued. The groundbreaking documentary released last summer and was watched by people in over 70 countries. All right, then it goes on for a little bit about how great the movie is. Okay, and then we get back to the more relevant stuff here. But despite the recent changes at Twitter, Boring said the company fell back into its old ways when pressed on its reasoning for labeling What is a Woman as hateful conduct. We reminded Twitter that they removed misgendering from their policy. The term misgendering itself is misleading, and that enforcing such a policy places them on the side of the most radical elements in society, the side most opposed to their commitment to free speech, the Daily Wire CEO tweeted. Twitter clarified they only removed misgendering from their policy because they didn't need to be that specific, but they still considered misgendering abuse and harassment. They gave us the opportunity to edit the film in order to comply. We declined. When we asked how much they would limit the visibility if we posted the film anyway, Twitter replied that our own followers would not be able to see it in their feeds. This, they said, is part of their speech, not reach policy. Musk, who received constant criticism from the left after buying Twitter, named Linda Yaccarino, an NBC Universal executive and World Economic Forum official, as the company's new CEO earlier this month, a move that worried conservatives who had high hopes that Twitter would offer both sides on the political spectrum a fair medium for debate. Musk is not beholden to conservatives. He has the right to run his business as he sees fit. But if Twitter is going to throttle one side of the most important debates facing society, it cannot claim to champion free speech, Boring said. I hope Musk will reconsider this terrible policy. The Daily Wire will still stream What is a Woman at 8 o'clock Eastern Thursday on its Twitter page, and a Daily Wire Twitter space will start 30 minutes before the film begins. Okay, so this video already premiered on Twitter. It had its big sort of grand stream, you might call it, and it was a little bit of a disaster because Twitter was throttling them. Now, here's why I'm saying that this was Elon's decision, or at least he was aware of it, and he allowed it. Robbie Starbuck posted about this, and he wrote, despite Elon Musk promising the Daily Wire film What is a Woman by Matt Walsh would not be censored, it seems that someone at Twitter staff chose to censor it anyway less than 20 minutes after it was posted. You can't even comment. Whoever did this should be fired. And I agree very much with Robbie Starbuck. But here's the thing. Elon Musk actually responded to this tweet. And he wrote, we're updating the system tomorrow so that those who follow the Daily Wire will see this in their feed, but it won't be recommended to non-followers, nor will any advertising be associated with it. That was from Elon Musk's personal Twitter account. So obviously he knows, I mean, obviously he understands what's happening, and he doesn't seem to care, or he's approved it, or he's okay with it, or whatever. And so people are going apoplectic over this decision, including me. Let me read some tweets here. Robbie Starbuck then responds to Elon Musk, and he says, "What's the justification for not treating it like any other film or tweet that manages to offend people? Nothing in the film is false. If you watch it, you'll love it. It's incredibly well-received by non-political audiences, which is why the woke folks want to censor it so badly." Very well said, sir. I just posted, "Why?" That's all I posted. I hate this. I really, really hate this direction of, oh, we're not banning the film, but we're just shadow banning it. I mean, at least he's transparent about it. That's better than what YouTube does. That's better than what Facebook does. But still, I do not like this direction. Graham Allen writes, "How does this open up dialogue so those with different viewpoints can actually communicate those ideas with people who may not agree with them? Forget advertisers. Let the general public choose to see it." Yes. Love that guy. Hodge Twins, "People should be able to freely share it and comment on it, though." 100%. And a few people tried to defend Elon Musk, but most people were highly, highly critical. And look, the reason for this outrage is obvious, right? Elon Musk promised that Twitter would be a free speech social media platform. And now he's censoring conservative documentaries. Why? Why? I don't get it. It's honestly, it's perplexing. I am perplexed. The only thing that I can figure is that maybe Elon Musk isn't really for free speech in principle, but rather just for the allowance of speech that he likes. And, you know, he happens to approve of speech that may be more right-wing than most leftists, but maybe conservative criticisms of trans stuff is too far for him. I don't know. But here's the thing. That's not really free speech. To be for free speech, you have to accept speech you disagree with. That's the whole point. But the weird thing is, he's actually expressed this himself. He clearly understands this principle.
You know, free speech is meaningless unless you allow people you don't like to say things you don't like. Otherwise, it's irrelevant. And if at the point at which you lose free speech, it doesn't come back.
But before you go hating Elon Musk, there is a plot twist. Elon, early yesterday, pinned a tweet. And that tweet simply reads, "Every parent should watch this." And then he's reposted the movie. So now I don't know what to think.
Now you don't know what the hell to do, do you?
And now it looks like Elon Musk is firing everybody involved in this suppression. And so I guess we really do have our hero still. But it was a little bit of a scare. What's really confusing is I don't really know why Elon Musk first came out, you know, with these tweets sort of defending the censorship, saying, "Oh, no, it's fine. We're not censoring it that much." It's like, well, the fact that you're censoring it at all is a problem, you know? I don't really know why. It's like he wanted to have this public face that said, I support my employees. And then he went back and he goes, "You're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired." So I don't know. I don't really know why he did that. I don't know why he didn't just come out and say, "I don't know what's going on here, guys. Let me look into it. I'm going to fire some people." That's what I would have done. I mean, maybe a little bit dickish. All right, so this is from Reuters. Twitter's head of trust and safety says she has resigned. Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, told Reuters on Thursday that she has resigned from the social media company, which has faced criticism for lax protections against harmful content since billionaire Elon Musk acquired it in October. Irwin, who joined Twitter in June 2022, took over as head of the trust and safety team in November when previous head Yoel Roth resigned. She oversaw content moderation. An email to Twitter returned an automated reply with a poop emoji. Irwin declined further comment, and Musk did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Irwin's departure comes as the platform has struggled to retain advertisers with brands where blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is really because of the Matt Walsh fiasco. I mean, everybody thinks so, and I agree. So it looks like we still have our hero defending the world, really, in terms of our capacity to express ourselves freely on Twitter. So this was a weird thing. You know, at the end of the day, I think maybe sometimes stuff like this is good because it makes you think, Elon Musk, is he really as principled as he appears? And because sometimes stuff like this happens and you second guess it, he's given an opportunity to some degree to prove himself. And although I don't feel like this was a very public exhibit of his dedication to free speech, it was like, if you kind of dig into it, you find, okay, he's fired these people. And therefore, he does. It's almost even more compelling, right? Because he's not publicly displaying his commitment to free speech. He's sort of privately doing it behind the scenes. And, you know, maybe he'll come out later publicly and say, this is why we did this. I do have a commitment to free speech. I don't know. But right now it looks like he's got this public persona that says, nope, I support my employees and all that kind of stuff. And then behind the scenes is like, you're fired.
You're fired.
So we'll see. We'll see how things go in the future. But yeah, this actually does give me some confidence that Elon Musk is as dedicated to free speech as he says he is. All right, that's it for me. And remember, guys, it's not that a liberal friends are ignorant. It's just they know so much. That is not so. Good night.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. Fascism is private ownership, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says, less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, let me have more control of my own destiny.